Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Lantronix Fiscal 2017 First Quarter Conference Call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you must press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. Please note that this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to E.E. Wong. Please go ahead.
Thank you, William. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the Lantronix Fiscal 2017 First Quarter Conference Call. Joining us on the call today are Jeff Benck, Lantronix President and Chief Executive Officer, and Jeremy Whitaker, Lantronix Chief Financial Officer. A live and archive webcast of today's call will be available on the company's website at www.lantronix.com. In addition, a phone replay will be available starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific today through November 3rd by dialing 877-344-7529 in the U.S. or for international callers, 412-317-0888 and entering passcode 1009-4900. During this call, management may make forward-looking statements which involve risks and uncertainties that could cause Lantronix results to differ materially from management's current expectations. We encourage you to review the cautionary statements and risk factors contained in the earnings release, which was furnished to the SEC today and is available on our website, and in the company's SEC filings such as its 10-K and 10-Qs. Lantronix undertakes no obligation to revise or update publicly any forward-looking statements to reflect future events or circumstances. Also, please note that during this call, the company will discuss some non-GAAP financial measures. Today's earnings release, which is posted in the Investor Relations section of our website, describes the differences between our non-GAAP and GAAP reporting and presents reconciliations for the non-GAAP financial measures that we use. I'll now turn the call over to Jeff Benck, President and CEO of Lantronix.
Thank you, EE, and welcome to everyone joining us for this afternoon's call. Our results for the first quarter reflect the momentum we are building through execution of our strategic plan. The actions we implemented over the last few quarters translated into a solid start for fiscal 2017 as we made progress on each of our three key initiatives. First, driving operational excellence that led to year-over-year and sequential revenue growth, significant improvement in gross margins, and our third consecutive quarter of non-GAAP profitability. Second, accelerating growth in our IT management business through improving deal closure rates, competitive takeaways, and deeper channel engagement. This led to the second consecutive quarter of more than 200% year-over-year growth in SoC 8000 sales. Third, executing on our new product development plan and investing in strategic offerings. Last Thursday, we launched the SGX 5150, an advanced IoT device gateway, a project that's been under development over the past year. SGX 5150 joins the PremierWave 2050 as our latest IoT gateway product and represents another milestone in our strategy to help our customers accelerate their path to the promise of the connected Internet of Things. Before I provide some additional color on our business during the first quarter, I'm going to turn the call over to Jeremy to discuss our first quarter financial results.
Thank you, Jeff. Please refer to today's news release and the financial information in the Investor Relations section of our website for additional details that will supplement my financial commentary. Just a reminder, and as stated on our last call, we have reorganized our product lines into categories that reflect the markets we are primarily focused on. IoT, which includes our IoT gateways and building blocks, such as the Xport, UDS, XPico, PremierWave, SGX, and EDS product families, and IT management, which includes our IT infrastructure and management solutions, such as the SLC 8000, SLB, and Spider product families. In addition, we will be reporting results for non-focus and end-of-life products as other. Now, I'd like to take a few minutes to go over our results for the first quarter of fiscal 2017. Net revenue grew to $10.9 million for the first quarter of fiscal 2017, compared with $10.6 million for the first quarter of fiscal 2016 and $10.5 million for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2016. The increase in net revenue was primarily due to sales of our SLC 8000 Advanced Console Manager, which grew 58% sequentially and 203% from the year-ago period. Gross profit as a percentage of net revenue was 52.1% for the first quarter of fiscal 2017, compared with 47.9% for the first quarter of fiscal 2016 and 47% for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2016. The improvement was primarily due to lower overhead costs, a reduction in charges for excess inventories, and improved product mix. Selling, general, and administrative expenses for the first quarter of fiscal 2017 were $3.8 million, compared with $3.7 million for the first quarter of fiscal 2016 and $3.4 million for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2016. The sequential increase in SG&A was primarily due to an increase in personnel costs, including sales commissions and variable compensation related to our improved financial performance. Our research and development expenses for the first quarter of fiscal 2017 were $1.9 million, compared with $1.7 million for the first quarter of fiscal 2016 and $1.8 million for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2016. The increase was primarily due to higher personnel-related expenses, as described earlier. During the first quarter of fiscal 2017, we reduced our GAAP net loss to $104,000, or 1 cent per share, compared with GAAP net loss of $331,000, or 2 cents per share, for the first quarter of fiscal 2016, and a GAAP net loss of $247,000, or 2 cents per share, for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2016. Non-GAAP net income was $265,000, or 1 cent per share, for the first quarter of fiscal 2017, compared with non-GAAP net income of $124,000, or 1 cent per share, for the first quarter of fiscal 2016, and non-GAAP net income of $121,000, or 1 cent per share, for the fourth quarter of fiscal 2016. Now turning to the balance sheet. Cash and cash equivalents were $6.1 million as of September 30, 2016, compared with $6 million as of June 30, 2016. Sequentially, net inventories increased from $6.6 million to $7.4 million as we began an effort to increase inventory levels to meet an increase in customer demand. Working capital was $9.2 million as of September 30, 2016, compared with $9.1 million as of June 30, 2016. As of September 30, 2016, we had no borrowings outstanding on our line of credit. In summary, we're pleased with the progress that we made this quarter. Looking forward to next quarter, we expect to maintain gross margins at around 50% based upon our recent efforts to optimize pricing and our continued focus on manufacturing costs. Turning to operating expenses, we expect spending to be in line with the first fiscal quarter as we continue to drive discipline across the organization. I'll now turn the call back to Jeff.
Thank you, Jeremy. On our last call, I outlined three key initiatives for fiscal 2017: driving operational excellence across the business, fueling continued growth in our IT management business through share gains, and executing on our strategic product roadmap, including investing in new offerings to more broadly participate in the fast-growing IoT market. First, looking at our progress in operational excellence, the changes we began making in fiscal 2016, from rationalizing our product line to implementing more ROI-focused discipline in our marketing spend to investing in additional sales and engineering resources, all helped to drive revenue growth, substantially reduce our GAAP losses, and increase our non-GAAP net income during the first quarter of fiscal 2017. Better sales execution and improved processes helped us to achieve our strongest top-line results in 8 quarters. During the quarter, we continued to add new sales resources to bring new skills and capabilities into the team. It will take time for these additions to have a significant impact, but I'm already pleased by the progress we are making. In July, we announced the official opening of our IoT software lab and subsidiary in Hyderabad, India. The new lab brings additional software skills and capacity to the team and is already playing an important role in the execution of our expanded IoT strategy. Turning to our second initiative, we continue to drive growth in our IT management business through share gains enabled by sales execution, effective marketing, and improved channel engagement. The SLC 8000 revenues grew by more than 200% year-over-year for the second quarter in a row and by nearly 60% sequentially from the fourth quarter of fiscal 2016. I'm particularly proud of the sales team for continuing to build on our fiscal 2016 momentum by closing some key large deals during the first quarter. These deals were ones where we displaced key competitors and represent market share gains for Lantronix. In late August, we announced a new channel program, Smart Advantage IT Management Solutions. The new program, combined with our other channel engagement efforts, have been instrumental in attracting new IT resellers, as well as enhancing our relationship with existing partners. Our team is continuing to engage in new large IT management opportunities, and we expect some of these deals will close during the current quarter. With a revitalized team and channel in place and a leadership product, I feel that we are in a good position to continue making progress on this growth initiative. Finally, we continue to execute on our strategic product development efforts. As I've stated before, we are in the business of delivering secure data access and management solutions that make it easier for companies to access the benefits of the Internet of Things, whether it is embedded IoT gateways that help moving trains communicate arrival times accurately to busy commuters, or IoT device gateways that are used to securely connect thousands of medical devices to hospital information systems, or IT management appliances that help to ensure network reliability for millions of cable subscribers watching on-demand entertainment. In line with this vision, last week we announced the launch of our latest IoT solution, the SGX5150, an advanced IoT device gateway and a key milestone in our strategic product development. Featuring multiple device connectivity interfaces, advanced Wi-Fi features, leading-edge device access and management features, and enterprise-grade TruePort security, SGX5150 provides a flexible, secure, and robust solution for organizations seeking to IoT-enable virtually any business machine or asset. Moving ahead, we are applying our Lantronix OEM know-how to developing advanced software solutions that will help companies simplify and accelerate enterprise IoT deployments. These solutions will complement and add more value to our new gateway offerings by enabling end users to securely access the data generated by their smart machines, and assisting OEMs in creating value-added business models. Now let me wrap up. I'm pleased with the solid start we achieved in the first quarter of fiscal 2017, and I believe it demonstrates that we are building momentum. Our team continues to move full speed ahead. While we have a lot more to accomplish, we are 100% aligned, committed, and fully believe that our plan is one that will allow us to win in the marketplace and achieve greater value for our shareholders. Before I open the call for questions, I want to thank my team for their continued hard work and execution. We look forward to sharing our continued progress with all of you on our next earnings call. Operator, we'd now like to open the call for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star and then one on your touch-tone phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. At this time, we will pause for a moment to assemble our roster. But I do want you to know, please limit yourself to one question in the interest of time. Thank you. And our first questioner today is Jason Schmidt from Lake Street Capital Markets. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my questions, and congrats on a really solid quarter. I just want to start with have you noticed an increase in the size of the deals you're going after, or from a strategy point, are you guys focused more on larger size deals going forward?
Thanks, Jason. If you're asking kind of around our, you know, we really have two focused product lines, right? IoT and the IT management products. As it pertains to IT management products, we talked in the script about some large deals that we've closed that were competitive takeouts and then also ones that we're pursuing. I would say the deal size, you know, it's a mix, right? We see customers that need a few units, and then we see some very, you know, larger deals where someone's doing enterprise deployment. So we probably have probably participated in one some bigger deals, and the pipeline is represented by a good number of those going forward. So that might be a little bit of a shift, but it's probably more of a just a broader pipeline of not just, you know, customers that have used us before, but also getting involved more competitive deals that, you know, in the past we may not have been aware of and you know, participating there. But I answered it in context of IT management. Did you mean it that way, or were you also asking about IoT?
Pretty much both segments, if you don't mind.
Okay. No, not at all. So on the IoT side, there's a lot of OEM in, and those deals, you know, I would say that we do particularly well in kind of mid-sized deals that are, you know, that require some unique technology that maybe the particular customer doesn't really want to do on their own. We've also had larger design-ins, you know, over the years with bigger customers in the IoT space as well. But they tend to, you know, they tend to be a long time in development, and then when they come out and we're integrated into something, you know, it takes time for them to ramp over the period of, you know, can be multiple years that we've been designed in, and we've enjoyed, you know, a long tail on that. I would say what probably stands out is more different this quarter and kind of what we see going on is, you know, some of the bigger deals on the IT management side of things. That's
okay.
At least my feeling right now.
No, thank you. That's really helpful. And if I could just sneak one last one in, just concerning OpEx, how should we be thinking about that trending going forward?
Hey, Jason, it's Jeremy. As in the prepared remarks, we believe OpEx will remain relatively consistent going into the next quarter here.
Okay.
And, you know, and from I was just going to add to his comment. From an OpEx standpoint, you know, there is quite a few moving parts across the business, and we're investing in some areas, and we've been rationalizing spend in others. So while there's quite a few moving parts, we're trying to give you some indication as to, you know, at least in the near term, how we're looking at spending in the efforts that we're focused on.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. It looks like we have no further questions, so this will conclude our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Jeff Bank for any closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. I'd like to thank you for your participation on our call today. We look forward to updating you on our progress, achievements, and actions when we report our second quarter results in late January. I might also add we will be participating in the upcoming LD Micro Investor Conference in Los Angeles in December. For more information, please contact EE at investors@lantronics.com. Thank you for your participation, and this will end the call.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you all for attending today's presentation, and you may now disconnect your lines.